What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
It's time for a look back on today's match.
You're listening to the Full Time Report with Abe Gordon, the home for MLS in Atlanta, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome on in to the Kia Studios. Dave Gordon, Madison Cruz here with the Full Time Report. And we threw out the show sheet after halftime because we have a totally different discussion than we did after the first 45 minutes. Maddie, it looked like all was lost. Two goals in for Charlotte at halftime, one coming right before the whistle. But Atlanta United fights their way back. And look, it wasn't the prettiest performance of all time here for the Five Stripes. But I think considering the situation, considering the opponent, considering what happened Friday night, I think you'll take the point. And there are some positives now to continue building as you move through to the second half of the season.
One of the things we said after that Nashville game was the performance was there. You just needed to find the goals to back it up. And I think coming into Charlotte, you look at what happened in the first half, going down 2-0, and it's something Jason said. You see that it's 2-0, it's like, all right, okay, that's it. But then you come into the second half, and I said on SDH as well, at halftime as well, you got to see a response. And we did. We saw a response. And I think you got it with Baez. You got it with Almiron getting on the score sheet. It was a response on both of those. And again, I think I agree, especially with the momentum side, a little bit more of it. But also, I don't think that was entirely your fault. And I will point to the officiating. But I won't do too much because I feel like Jason and Mike kind of did that for me. So we're good. But it's one where I feel like with this performance, coming back from a two-goal deficit to tie it up on the road in the performance that you did, you got to take it and keep moving forward, especially because you've been needing to find the back of the net. And you found it.
Yeah, and you talked with Tristan William Butt, the media availability, and we played the segment, we played the sound in pregame as well. It was generally about what's left for the remainder of the season. And essentially, to sum up what was about a 90-second response, we just got to keep fighting. And I think you kind of felt that a little bit in today's game. It would have been easy for this team to go down 2-0, hit the halftime break, and just have nothing to come out of the second half with. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the case. And it was really interesting because and let's just go half by half here. The first half was lifeless. It felt like there was absolutely no chance that this team was going to threaten Charlotte. And obviously, the first 15 minutes played out scoreless, and we'll get into the 16th minute goal and all that. But really, from that point on, it felt like there was, to use your words, no response at all. Down 1-0 and eventually down 2-0. And there was really no reason to believe that this team was going to make a comeback, just because you hadn't seen them threaten hardly at all. But that was not the case. And they do find their way in. Elias Baez gets one. Miguel Almiron, his first goal of the season for Atlanta United. And they get an unexpected road point, considering you were down 2-0 in this one. So plenty to get to. A quick look at the statistics here. And look, it was a lot of Charlotte, and a lot of this was added up in the first half. But shots were 21-12 for Charlotte. Shots on goal, 10-6. The XG, 2.7 to 1.7. Not a fan of XG, but that's here or there.
I feel like we have this conversation like at least.
Well,
like,
it's just so dumb.
It is so dumb. You're 100% correct. I agree with you.
Wild failure. People should have to score it manually, and it shouldn't be automated. Like, you should have to, because if you score a goal, the XG should be one.
Yeah.
Automatically, it should be one. So
okay, I agree.
I have issues. I have more issues than just XG.
We're going to take the opportunity to fix the entire XG system.
I'm working on it. I'm glad. In the meantime, though, we do have to hand out a man of the match. And if you were to try to figure someone at halftime to be man of the match, it might have been Mike or Jason. We couldn't have given it to anyone on the field based on the performance at halftime. But obviously that turned around in the second 45. Maddie, who do we have man of the match tonight?
To me, it's a no-brainer. I think it's Elias Baez. I think especially getting his first goal, first MLS goal, first goal for Atlanta United in the buildup of it, great positioning from him, and it's a header wide open back in the net. But also, too, in the second goal for Almiron's goal, he sets it up on the left. He sends it in, and then it's brought down, which then falls right to the feet of Miguel Almiron. You won't see it on the stat sheet because it was headed up into the air and down. I don't know how they decide that one. But Elias Baez should get an assist for that because it's sent in and he sets up the entire thing. He's been all over the place, and it's something as well. Defensively, he's been very sound and he's been incredible. I felt like in the back line and especially in molding and fitting into this group this season, you wanted to see him get more involved in the attack on that left side. And I thought today he did it and he was incredible and it's well deserved. He's man of the match, gets his first goal of the season and hit his second man of the match for us.
And it was the spark that the team needed, and obviously Thomas Jacob, Fafa Pico, the assists on that header, but Atlanta needed something to go their way, and finally that header did, and then Miggy 20 minutes later in the 77th got one, and quite frankly, I completely agreed with what Mike Conney said in their short post there with Jason. There was a stretch after Miggy equalized, you're like, I think Atlanta United might steal 3 points here. Like, they might find a third somehow. And once it got, like, deeper into stoppage time, now you're like, all right, let's just take the point here. And Charlotte's kind of getting up the field a little bit. But there was a stretch there where Maranchuk, obviously, that was discussion. But there were some moments where Atlanta United was into the box, threatening. Kalina had to push a couple over the bar here and there. And so you almost felt like you could have gotten to a 3-2, but eventually you do settle on a 2-2 draw. And Atlanta United takes a point despite trailing by two goals in this one. And it's a really, really nice comeback, unexpected result here if you only watch the first 45. Tuning in now, they did come back. It was 2-2, and Atlanta United rescues a point on the road against Charlotte. When we come back, a lot to discuss. We got to listen back to the highlights. They're going to be brought to you by Scana, but certainly the officiating also comes front and center. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz. It is the full-time report. Atlanta United, a 2-2 draw against Charlotte tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients – and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a 2-2 draw for Atlanta United, something that seemed incredibly unlikely, some say impossible, at halftime as they were trailing 2-0 to Charlotte FC. But a goal in the 57th from Elias Baez and a goal in the 77th from Miguel Almiron. Atlanta United finds a point. Thought maybe they would find more than just that, but it does end 2-2 in this one. Time to listen back to the highlights. They are brought to you by Scana Energy. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. It was Charlotte FC with a complicated goal to open the scoring in the 16th minute.
Pitched to the left, pitched left side of the 18, headed by Baez, and here's a collision in the penalty area. Play on, Pfaff at the end line, another cutback pass to Ashley Westwood, who plays for Charlotte. Charlotte coming back the other way, and they've got a 2v1. Sprinting down the left wing is Abada, square ball to Goodwin at the spot. Shot, oh, Hoyos off his line, makes the save. Rebound, the Vargas shot, score. It all started 110 yards away from the goal with a bad pass by Fafa Pico.
And so Charlotte takes the 1-0 lead, and we'll get to the other goals and the comeback in just a moment. The big discussion that came out of this, Maddie, was there a foul from Charlotte against, I guess it was Elias Baez in the box, that if they had reviewed and if they had deemed a foul, would have been a penalty kick for Atlanta United. A couple things came to mind within this moment. I do wonder if it was even going to be considered if we didn't just have the Egypt-Australia overturned foul way back when that then led to a goal 100 yards down the field, because that's kind of what it was. It was a potential foul one place, 100 yards later, it was a goal on the other side. And so, look, Charlotte, you know, they did the right thing in terms of their counter. It was a really well-worked counter. The question goes back to, was it a penalty against Charlotte in their own box that would have led to an Atlanta United free kick? And I honestly can see it going both ways. The frustrating thing for me is I wanted the other angle. I wanted another angle to see if Charlotte played the ball or if there was no touch to the ball and just contact with the man. You can view it however you want it. My view of this was, if he touches ball, If he wins the ball, mm-hmm. no foul. If there's no touch on the ball, has to be given. Like it really is one or the other. There's no middle ground for me there. I was just clean play if there's ball contact. If there's no contact, has to be given. And it was just unfortunate we didn't get that other angle. I know there was a shout for, well, is there contact in the back? Is he going through him? Is he around him? Is it a high kick? There's plenty of arguments to be made. That's just how I viewed it. But whether he touched it or not, it wasn't given. It was equally frustrating that it wasn't perceived, at least, to even be looked at from the officiating crew.
Fair enough. I don't disagree with you in certain elements of it. For me, though, when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, if it's a high boot or not, listen, a lot of times in that spot, a high boot like that is normally not called, especially on the attacking, because they're trying to go for it in that capacity.
And I want to tell you why I don't think that's a high boot is because I don't think it's up to the head area. I don't think the head comes down. I also think the studs are down. It's not studs up near the face.
It doesn't necessarily matter. It's up in the exact vicinity of where Baez is, and especially with the way the knee is too, it's close to Baez's face in any sort of way. Honestly, that range of it, a lot of times it's not called, especially in that way. For me, the biggest thing that comes into it is the contact through
from the
Baez.
Back, yeah.
He goes right through Baez trying to get to the ball. You can't do that. You can't do that. That's a foul. And also on top of it, if you wanted to even add the high boot or the high leg coming into Baez too, that's another thing. He goes right through Baez. That for me is where I'm like, there is contact. He doesn't try to game to the ball. He's going through it. He's trying to get through it through Baez. Then there's contact on the ground, and then they're able to go the other direction. I agree with you. There needs to be another angle.
Yeah.
I'm a little upset we didn't see it. And also too, I'm really confused why that wasn't looked at, or at least even sent down to even be looked at. But then you were looking at Will Riley for
That was part of the equal frustration, is that in the moment where it's like, all right, it's going to VAR, we're all like, okay, they're going to look at this in the box.
For sure, yeah.
And maybe not only do you potentially take Charlotte off the board, you potentially put someone at the spot,
yeah.
Whether it's Miggy or Fafa, whoever it is, and maybe Atlanta United, instead of being down 1-0, is up 1-0. When we learned that not only is the contact in the box not being looked at, but now you're threatening red card.
Yeah, that was
which
wild.
Is nonsense. And then pretty much you, me, Mike, Jason were like, there's no real shout for red here. So.
And Boyko handled it well. I'm glad what Boyko did, because normally when that's sent down from VAR, they're suggesting to the referee, hey, This might be a red card. Take a look at it. Boyko, the one thing I thought he did do right in this game was when he looked at it, he said, you wasted my time.
Didn't do much right, but that was the one thing.
He said, you wasted my time. We're coming back. I'm giving the yellow. Because again, looking at violent conduct in that scenario, Will doesn't go in with violent conduct. If anything, the Charlotte player stays up and continues the run of action.
Well,
too, in the play.
And I think Jason made some great points.
I agree completely.
One, it does go back to the Flo Balogun. You can't use a still image to determine severity, all that.
Exactly.
But I think the better point from Jason was that the player didn't even go down.
He didn't.
And that's a real problem for me to be looked at red card. Obviously, intent and all that stuff. It just wasn't much of a foul.
It's the same thing I said with the Fuller and Balogun situation, is that yes, there's studs there, there's contact. If you want to go for the foul or a yellow, completely fine. That's good. To rise it to the level of a violent conduct is crazy. I'm glad that Boyko did not do that and he said no.
And in
he
the
gave
moment,
the
Charlotte player wasn't grabbing around.
Not at
he
all.
Wasn't rolling. At
not
least,
at
least the Belgium cat was like, this guy just stepped on my leg. I didn't break this thing. But it wasn't that bad. Look, they do score a second time, Leo Labata in the 45th minute. And the halftime whistle blows, and you come back out for the second half, and that's when the comeback starts. And it's bounced around and sent into the middle of the box for Elias Baez here on this one.
Given back to Riley now at the right halfway line by Mahai. He'll play it down the middle, Moyamba, ahead to Fafa in the central channel. Square ball off to the right wing. Here's Jakob in the right attacking third. Jakob into the far corner. Jakob with the cross for Baez. Header! Score! First Atlanta United goal for Elias Baez, and the lead for Charlotte cut in half in the 57th minute.
And so the first score for Baez there, and then 20 minutes later, for the man wearing the armband, picks up his first goal. Miggy gets one
on the board.
Cut back pass on the left wing, Moyamba. Center to Sanchez. Down the middle, Almiron, top of the box. Tobias, left side of the box. Here's his cross for Jakob. Headed down to the ground to Reem. Almiron shot. Score! They've tied it! Atlanta United comes from 2-0 down to equalize in the 77th minute. First goal of the year for Miguel Almiron.
Yeah, unexpected from a variety of angles here, Maddie. Down 2-0, you didn't really think we'd find a path back to 2-2. Even when Baez has scored, you're like, all right, they can't have scored goals all year long. We're really going to find a second one here. They do, and then the fact that it was Miggy, because he just hasn't had a very good season, to be honest, certainly unexpected. But it is a point rescued for Atlanta United, and coming off of the Nashville situation where you've thought you played a little bit better than the result would have showed, I would say tonight, certainly in the first half, you did not perform very well. And overall, I would say you feel lucky to be leaving with a point. I think if you focus just more recently, what have you done for me lately in the last 45 minutes, you're like, well, you could have won this game at times. But again, it's all about continuing to build right now. And, and I do think you could take the second half and some optimism. You take the point, certainly, and continue to build that as you road trip your way up to Boston.
You found a way to come back. That's huge. And that's something, especially from earlier on in some of the matches we saw earlier this season, we both wanted to see a response. You wanted to see that comeback. You wanted to see that fight. You saw the response from this team, and I agree. I felt like it got to a point where even some of the Charlotte fans, you know, maybe even the bench too, were like, ooh, okay, oh no. Like, we had the 2-0 lead, now it's tied, and we might give up another one here. And then towards the end, especially because they get some of those free kick and those opportunities gifted to Charlotte at the end, they're able to still battle them for it. But I thought Atlanta held their own still, especially in keeping it in the way that you wanted to. You needed 3 points. You found one. That's something. You build off of that good performance we saw against Nashville. You didn't have the best performance in the first half, but you came in the second half. You responded. You were able to find 2 goals to equalize. You got the point on the road. That's another stepping stone. That's another big step for this team and keeping things moving forward.
Again, it wasn't the greatest showcase of performance, but I would rather have tonight not in love with what you saw, but finding a way to get a result than what I saw against Nashville
you
when you feel good and then ultimately you end up losing there towards the end. So it is 1 point. It is a 2-2 draw for Atlanta United tonight at Charlotte. When we come back, we'll continue breaking down what we saw, maybe hand out a little more discussion of some of the players who made some team debuts, Junior Alonso in the back. We'll talk about all that and more, so stick around. Plenty more to come. It is the Full-Time Report, Abe Gordon, Madison's Cruz on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to the full-time report.
Full-time, full-time.
Our United play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in here. A 2-2 draw for Atlanta United. A point rescued as they are going to stay on the road. They're going to head to New England in a couple of days and then deal with the Revolution there on Saturday night. We'll obviously have pregame, postgame for you, myself and Madison Cruz. So looking forward to that. See if you could build on what was a very nice comeback for Atlanta United in the second half. Again, a pair of firsts here in terms of goals being scored this season, Elias Baez and Miguel Almiron. We also saw the team debut, Maddie, of Junior Alonso. I've seen him receive some props and some pats on the back for his performance today, what he brought to the squad. I know he did have to leave a little bit late, and so you're hoping that was just fatigue and getting worked into the full system as opposed to any injury concerns, but also good to see Steon able to go coming off of that injury that kept him out on Friday as well. So Junior Alonso makes his team debut and potentially continues, and maybe Paulo Diaz after that.
Yeah, something that Tata said in post-match, which again, thank you to John Nelson for sending me notes, basically said that Junior gives solidity and being able to play out of the back helps a lot there in that situation. You saw it actually early on. A lot of those through balls and those balls he was playing over the top on that left side were really, really easy and just like so slick in connecting those dots, especially to Miguel early on in the match in the first half. And that was seamless. That's what he provides, especially in the back. Not only that solidarity and that leadership, but also he gives that ability to be able to find some of those outlets in the attack. But he also had another debut. Ignacio Suarez-Corey made his MLS debut. Atlanta United 2, Atlanta United Academy product. Talked about him in pregame. Very happy for him.
Cost him the game, so job well done.
He had only like about maybe 10, maybe a little bit closer because he had stoppage time, closer to 19, 20 minutes. But he has been outstanding, I think, because he's kind of a player that can play anywhere, especially when it comes into the attack. But he got some minutes. He got his MLS debut. Well-deserved. Happy for him as well.
One more thing I wanted to talk about here, Maddie, and kind of like a low-key important factor in the game today. When Charlotte did score their first goal in the 16th minute, they do the review, and Will Riley is given a yellow card. For a guy like Will, who is in there to be physical, to mix it up, to be impactful defensively, to pick up a yellow card that early and be able to extend for the majority of the rest of the game without any risk of being shown a second yellow at his age, at his experience level, I think was a really important factor. You obviously can't sub him out. You have a real problem with your midfield numbers right now with Jay injured. And so I think props to him for playing on that yellow almost the entirety of the game without risk of being sent off. I thought that was important because you really needed him to stay in the game. Because you also saw what it did allow, and Tristan talked about it in the pregame, what it allowed Moyamba to do a little bit and trying to get the ball moving forward a bit more. And so it's always one of those kind of undiscussed factors of Will Riley. Great job to not pick up a second yellow.
Yeah, great. I mean, he has a lot of experience, not only playing with the academy, with the second team, but also his time at Stanford, too, collegiately, especially in being able to manage the moment there. But, I mean, I think it shows just the maturity and the intelligence that this midfield has, not only him, but Cooper Sanchez, Jay Fortune, too, and Tristan Mwemba. I do have to give him some huge praise. I feel like he's been fantastic this season. I feel like, especially in finding the rhythm, timing the moments, I believe he's third or fourth. I'll have to look at the stat. Jason is the statistician, so I'll have to ask him this number specifically, but I think he leads MLS in tackles, and tackles one. And so he's been outstanding this season. I think just holding things down in the midfield, picking the right moments, and just being a force and not being afraid to step in and trying to win the ball back for the five stripes in those spots.
Elias Baez, goal scorer tonight. Our man of the match is taken to the press conference podium. Let's see if we can hear some post-game thoughts from Elias Baez.
That we just had to keep playing the way that we were playing and we'd be able to come back.
How do you stay focused while scoring with all the moves that were coming in around you?
¿Cómo te mantienes enfocado jugando de visitante en un estadio con bueno, fans del rival?
No, creo que es lo que tengo que hacer, nada, estar concentrado los 90 minutos, 95 que se juegan en todo el partido, entonces nada, trato de enfocarme en mi trabajo y de tratar a ayudar al equipo para que no vaya lo mejor posible.
I just do what I have to do. As a team, we try and stay focused for 90 minutes. I try to do the job that I'm asked to do on the field. And yeah, my teammates and I are all trying to help the team in the end.
There's some thoughts from Elias Baez, and a lot of it's probably along the same theme. Just this is a team that tonight kept fighting, even when it didn't feel like you had it really early on, certainly in the first half. And you got the tough run, I guess, from some officiating decisions that put you behind there. But again, it wasn't the prettiest comeback. It didn't feel like it was approaching, but they kept grinding, kept working, and ultimately found a way to crack through Charlotte twice and pick up a point and pick up a draw. So again, you liked what you saw against Nashville. Tonight, you really didn't, but the result is ultimately, when we talk about, you know, being frustrated on Friday night, you certainly have to accept that this wasn't the greatest performance of all time, but you still find a way to get a point, and now you build on this moving forward as you continue the road trip.
I think for me in this matchup, what I loved seeing was the urgency and the response. I think after you go down 2-0 in the first half, going into halftime, you had to see that. You had to see the conversation. You had to see a difference in Atlanta coming out in the second half. I thought you did. I thought you saw the response. You saw them fighting to try to find the first goal. Once they found it, then they continued to fight for the second. It wasn't, hey, we got the goal to cut the lead and to cut it in half, and then it kind of fell off. It continued to get actually higher. You saw the urgency continue. You saw the response, the fight continue to go up and up and up, and they held on until the very end. It maybe wasn't the cleanest performance, but it's a performance where you saw that response and that urgency. And I feel like that's also a huge step forward going on into the rest of the season, to see that as well.
And I think you're always looking for a building block, whether that is in performance or is in result. And I think you got a little bit of that in the second half and in stoppage time there tonight. When we come back, Will Riley. We talked about him just a moment ago. I thought he did a great job to play on that yellow card early and continue to be impactful defensively. We're going to hear what he told Jason Longshore. So stick around. We got plenty more here on the Full Time Report. It's Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
A complete review of today's match on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta United, a 2-2 draw tonight against Charlotte FC. They did not get a clean sheet, but happy to also announce they were not clean sheeted like Friday night. Atlanta United would like to remind you that for every Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $2,000. Again, a couple of moments ago, Maddie, I gave some props to Will Riley. I think the ability to play on that early yellow card and still be impactful and essentially not get threatened to be tossed out of the game due to a red card was important. And Jason Longshore caught up with the youngster after today's 2-2 draw. Here's what that conversation sounded like.
Here outside the locker room in Charlotte with Will Riley. Will, huge comeback from the team. Crazy game all the way around. It felt very disjointed. What do you take away from that second half, rescuing a point?
I think it's good fight, good spirit, good togetherness. It's a step in the right direction for sure to get something out of that game. And still a lot to improve, but it's something to build on.
When you go back and you look at the first half, it felt a lot like Nashville to me, where the team played better than the scoreboard showed at that point. The goals conceded, is it just kind of weird moments that go against you? Is it something that can be corrected?
I think it's we got to be more organized. That starts with us in the back line, me as a holding mid, when we're attacking, picking up players, talking, organizing the guys in front of us, and then so when it does come, we're ready, we're there, and we kill the play early.
when you go to the other side of it, it felt like finally starting to get the payoff for chances being created and controlling the play in the second half, especially out wide with the fullbacks getting high.
Yeah, that's part of going back to a back three, dropping in between. I'm dropping in between the center backs so those guys can get higher and contribute to the attack. So that was positive for sure.
When we look at the team heading to go to New England on Saturday, how difficult are these kind of trips where you're going to stay out on the road, it's back-to-back, you're going to be tired after that kind of a fight back in it, and now you got to go again on Saturday?
Yeah, it's tough, but it's our job, so it's what we do it for. I think we'll be ready to go when Saturday comes around.
And if there's anything that you could see be tighter in this game against New England, be improved, what are you looking for?
Two things, I think. Like I said earlier, the organization when we're attacking so that we're not getting counted on, and then on the ball is cleaner in the build so we can get our guys in attacking positions with more time, more space.
All right, go again on Saturday. Thanks, Will.
Yeah.
There you have it from the youngster, and Will Riley's going to be an integral part, you would imagine, Saturday and also just moving forward because of the Jay Fortune injury, and it's going to be a couple of weeks here, maybe up to a month plus for Jay to get back. And so you think Will Riley's going to be in there, and what you saw from the midfield, Mike and Jason were talking about it, I don't really have much right now depth in the midfield. It's Will, it's Cooper, it's Tristan, and until Jay or anyone else gets back, that's pretty much your midfield. So certainly expect to see a lot from Will Riley. I think that point he made there right at the end, Maddie, about how to prevent being countered, especially coming off of your attack in the organization, that is something that has kind of followed this team a little bit. We have seen teams break down Atlanta United in quick counters, in long balls, and that sort of pass through out of whether it's a corner kick or a set piece or just chaos in the box. They have been able to got essentially from those positions. And so that is definitely something that they need to clean up. And it's good that they're aware that that's one of the large issues you could circle.
Yeah, it's organization. It's making sure that it, especially when you have the ball in higher position, when you're in your attack, when you're in your attacking half and the attacking third, you want to make sure that in those moments, you are closing things down early. That way you avoid those counterattacks like we've seen against the Nashville game and then against Charlotte too. I think Will's 100% correct. But I think for Will Riley, I mean, I think especially with the way we've seen him perform, I think heading in the very beginning of the season and onward, he's been outstanding. And I think it shows the level of, I said it earlier, the level of maturity. And I think the way that he's playing too. And also too, explaining as well, with Will Riley and also what you require of your defensive midfielder in that situation to allow to step back a little bit and almost create a back three, which then allows for Tomas and then Elias to get higher up the field, to get them more involved into the attack too. It creates a little bit more of that ability to get more going when it comes to building and getting things going in the 18. And yeah, it's about, you know, you found those moments and you want to continue to build and keep moving forward heading into this matchup on Saturday. Yeah, it's another quick turnaround. It's an opportunity. And you do have Adrian Gill. He is on a first team contract. He is someone that can come into. He's been playing really well with Atlanta United too. He comes from the Barcelona side as well. So he can also step in as well and be in that midfield and help build things out too.
And as you deal with the match compression, you spin the tables to the weekend. Maybe that is potential as well. One final thought on Will Riley before we head to the final break here. And kind of, not just necessarily Will Riley, but teams being able to counter you because of your lack of organization. One of the other faults of not being a better team at goal scoring is you're forcing more guys into the attack. It's higher up the field, especially on set pieces, especially on corners. You're just trying to get as many bodies in the box as you can, and that does leave you open at times in the back. And so I think if this team had just generally been a little bit better at scoring goals, maybe you're not devoting quite so many to the attack. Maybe you do leave it a little bit safer in the back, but I can't really blame or fault at this situation because you've got to find ways to score goals, or what happened in Nashville is just going to continue happening. You play well, you don't score, and you lose 1-0. So it is a little bit of a middle ground you got to find in devoting bodies to the attack, but also not leaving yourselves open if the other team can win the ball on set piece, corner, et cetera, et cetera. So there you go. All right, when we come back, final thoughts here on this game, and also we'll take an early look at Atlanta United and the task on Saturday in New England. So that's what's coming up. Stick around. It's Madison Cruz, Abe Gordon. The full-time report continues on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.